Activated Magazine, Issue 35, Topic, The Truth.
Personally speaking,
one commonly held view today is that science and faith in God are in such direct opposition that we must choose between the two. We can't believe in both, but is that really true? Think about it. Science is the study of the physical world, especially by using systematic observation and experiment. Faith is belief or trust in somebody or something, in this case God, without logical proof. But what if there was logical, scientific proof of God's existence? Wouldn't that bridge the gap? Well, there is proof, and plenty of it, as King David wrote in the Psalms. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they display knowledge. Psalm 19, 1 and 2. The Apostle Paul explained, since the creation of the world, God's invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Romans 1:20. The American poet Ralph Waldo Emerson summed up the science-faith connection when he said, "All I have seen teaches me to trust the Creator for all I have not seen." True science points to God and thereby validates faith in God. We still have to believe in our invisible God by faith, but our faith is stronger because it is backed by proof. Today, more and more highly respected scientists are believers, often largely due to their own scientific observation of God's creation. The more they learn, the clearer it becomes to them that our universe didn't come about by accident or so-called natural processes. There had to be an intelligent designer, a creator. Keith Phillips for the Activated Family.
Personally speaking.